The Truth About Forests and Climate Change. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. They've been called the lungs of planet Earth. Forests breathe in carbon from the atmosphere and breathe out precious oxygen. And as we cut down forests for economic benefit, how do we measure the cost to our climate system? Deborah Lawrence is a professor of environmental sciences at the University of Virginia.
The way I think about deforestation rates is that they've really been flat for the past decade. Even though we've heard about countries like Brazil, who had really dramatically reduced their deforestation rates, while they were reducing their rates, other countries were ramping up. So over the past 10 years or so, we've had a steady amount of forest emissions going into the atmosphere.
And do we have good science, good metrics on how much deforestation has impacted global climate?
We do. We know exactly how much is being cleared every year because we have excellent science from remote sensing. And the estimate currently is that about 5 gigatons of carbon dioxide equivalents are emitted by forests every year. And if you think about what that means, if it were a country, we have China with a lot more than that, and then the U.S. with about 6 gigatons, and then deforestation. So if it were a country, it'd be the third largest. As a fraction of the whole, it's 10 to 12% of global emissions.
Deborah, I'm always curious about this feedback loop. Forests burn, that adds carbon to the atmosphere, and at the same time removes those forests' ability to suck carbon out of the atmosphere. We even know that soot can get into the Arctic and even melt snow and ice faster. How well can we measure the precise impacts on climate change?
That's a great question. That feedback that you talked about is something that really makes me worried all the time, because forests, as you know, take up a lot of carbon dioxide every year. In fact, they take up 25% of all the CO2 that we emit into the atmosphere. So imagine losing that sink. If we were to lose that sink of carbon dioxide, warming would be much faster. We would already be well past 1.5 degrees of warming. So it's really important to maintain that sink. And also, as you said, when we have burning, we are directly emitting CO2 into the atmosphere. So it is a double whammy. We lose the carbon that's already sitting there, and we lose those years and years and years of carbon that we could be taking up out of the atmosphere, trying to keep us at a more stable climate. There's actually a third way. You mentioned the soot. That's a fascinating one. But there's another one that I think about a lot, which is the role of forests as a giant air conditioner. So tropical forests in particular cycle so much water, evaporating water from the surface of their leaves, and it actually cools the atmosphere above and cools the region and even cools the planet. So there's a lot of indirect and direct impacts of deforestation on climate.
So it's fair to say that forests really are sort of a brake on climate change.
Absolutely.
What does your work show as we look ahead another 20 or 30 years?
I don't know that my work shows it, but I really hope that we can get deforestation under control, because if we don't, we won't make the aggressive targets that we now have, now that we've been given this report that suggests that the impacts of 1.5 degrees of warming is really quite dramatic. And so we need all sectors to do the mitigation possible, which means we need to get deforestation under control. I'm an optimist, and I believe that we will get deforestation under control, just like I believe we're also going to make a rapid transition to clean energy.
You obviously talk to a lot of people in your work and your daily life. What's your biggest message to people about forests and climate change?
My biggest message is that they're critical and they're sort of invisible, that they do work for us every day that we don't necessarily appreciate and that we should, that we should be willing to support forest conservation, and that if we don't, we do so at our own peril. I have to say, I don't talk to people all the time about forests because I think for many, it feels very remote. And so I talk to people about what they can do in their own lives every day, which is change the way they do things in their household, reduce emissions step by step in the simplest of ways. So I tend to say, focus on what you can do right now, today, because it really does make a huge impact.
Deborah Lawrence, Professor of Environmental Sciences at the University of Virginia, thanks for your perspective today.
Thank you so much.
My name is Daniel Friedman. I'm an artist and educator living and working in northern Minnesota. My mom said I never stopped talking. I had some speech issues as a young kid, so I spoke without being understood for quite a while. And she said the only time I would stop talking is when she'd put me in a little kid carrier and take me out into the woods, which were behind our house. I mean, and this is something I experienced as a small child, and to this day, I think I love being in the woods because it immediately brings me back to that sense of awe and wonder, not only the greatness of it, but also the minuteness and how somehow I too am a part of this. There's no better cure for a broken heart than to go out in the woods and lay down on the forest floor and watch the branches and the trees sway with the wind. I suppose some people feel this way in church or temple. I've worked with young people a lot and trying to get them to understand the impacts of climate change. And I think we often use fear to motivate people to action. And I really wanted to think about what is it we're actually losing. The intimate relationship each one of us has with nature is a very powerful bond. And to me, that's how we're going to get people to think about climate change, is those personal connections, that deep connection we have with nature, and getting everybody to experience that.
That's ClimateCast this week. With thanks to Climate Generation, I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.